When and Michael nervously arrived at my unit at Kapamada, he didn't know what he's walking into. But just before he's arrived, my two auntie and mom gang together and said, "Oh, I can't trust you with men because you might send them off again, especially Michael. He's too good for you. I don't want him to have a broken heart over you, or you send him away. You know, we can't do that. You must bring him here to our house." I thought, well, maybe they're right, you know. If I speak with Michael, I don't know how to speak with him, and I haven't got a word. I don't know what to say to him anyway. So, well, good. Give Michael to them to deal with. So then I said to Michael when he arrived, said, "Well, follow me." He didn't have a clue where he followed me to. I didn't say anything. He just followed me, and we arrived at that auntie's house, with the three ladies there, and I said to them, I said, "Well, you talk to him after I speak to him first, because I want to be in first, speak with him." So I just want to ask him. I got a few questions. I couldn't say, but I write.
So, what were these
Questions.
questions, Sarati?
Oh, you don't want to know
Yes, we do. Come on, you're giving
It's personal. Now,
just a little clue.
the clue was because I want to know whether he wasn't pushed into this proposal by other Cambodian men, because he got a lot of Cambodian male around, especially from the Khmer language school. Because I saw that he's only encouraging or pushing in by those people because they thought they see me as old woman, you know. They didn't want me to stay single. I don't know. But that's what I just want to clear that. Did someone encouraging him in, or someone pushing him into it,
So
or
you saw it as a bit of a community plot.
yeah, I saw it, but I was wrong. I was so wrong. I asked him whether he come to me with his heart or with someone's, or with his head, because he listened to somebody else. But he said no, it's from his heart. But I believe him.
So he gave you the right answers.
Yeah.
And then the ladies
And
came
then the
in.
lady said,
What did they
"Okay,
ask him?
he's yours now." So they came in and they said to me, they asked Michael. I wasn't listening. But then Michael, after that, I speak to them. "What did you say to Michael?" And they said, "Well, I just want him to know that if he married a Cambodian woman, there's a lot of money involved." I said, "What money?" And they said, "Well, I told him that it will cost him $10,000." I was shocked. I said, "What, you're selling me for $10,000?"